Mortgage help searches just past 2008 levels, and crypto fear is at 26. Google searches for help with mortgage have hit an all-time high in the United States, surpassing the peak set during the 2008 financial crisis. Cointelegraph flagged the data on March 22nd, and the timing lines up with a broader risk-off move across crypto markets. As of March 22, 2026, Bitcoin sits at $68,437, down 2.8% in 24 hours, Ethereum at $2,060, down 4.2%, and Solana at $86.82, down 3.4%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 26, firmly in fear territory. The macro stress showing up in mortgage search data is not isolated from what is happening on crypto charts. Consumer distress has not been this loud since Lehman Brothers. The 2008 comparison is not hyperbole. Google Trends measures relative search interest on a 0-100 scale, and help with mortgage has now exceeded the index level recorded during the months surrounding Lehman Brothers' collapse. That period saw 3.8 million foreclosure filings in a single year. The current spike reflects a different kind of pressure. Mortgage rates in the U.S. have hovered between 6.5% and 7.2% for most of 2026, locking out new buyers and squeezing existing homeowners with adjustable-rate mortgages that have reset upward. Student loan repayments, which resumed in late 2023, continue to erode disposable income. Credit card delinquency rates crossed 3.1% in Q4 2025, the highest since 2011. For younger spenders trying to stay on debit-style rails instead of adding more borrowing, our student's guide focuses on the zero-fee end of the market. When consumers search for mortgage help at crisis-era volumes, it signals that household balance sheets are under real strain, not theoretical strain discussed in economics papers. Why crypto sells off? When mortgages get scary, crypto has spent the last 3 years trying to establish itself as a mature asset class through ETFs, institutional allocations, and regulated stablecoin rails. The trade-off is that maturity comes with correlation. When traditional risk assets sell off because consumers are tightening, crypto follows. The mechanism is straightforward. Households under financial pressure liquidate discretionary holdings first. Crypto, despite its store of value narrative, sits in the discretionary bucket for most retail holders. Bitcoin ETF flows turned negative earlier this week, with $253 million in outflows over 2 days as SPY and QQQ bled a record $64 billion. ETH's 4.2% drop in 24 hours outpaces BTC's 2.8% decline, consistent with a pattern where altcoins take a harder hit during risk-off rotations. XRP is down 3.7%, BNB down 2.1%. The selling is broad, not concentrated in one ecosystem. The 2008 parallel has a ceiling. There are meaningful differences between now and 2008 that limit how far the analogy stretches. In 2008, the crisis was structural. Subprime mortgages had been packaged into collateralized debt obligations rated A, and the entire banking system was exposed. When housing prices dropped, the contagion was systemic. Banks failed, counterparties failed, credit markets froze. In 2026, the banking system is better capitalized. Post-Dodd-Frank stress tests have forced larger capital buffers. The current mortgage distress appears to be consumer-level pain from high rates and stagnant wages, not a derivatives time bomb threatening institutional solvency. That distinction matters for crypto. A 2008-style systemic crisis would likely crater all risk assets for months. Consumer-level financial stress, while real, tends to produce grinding drawdowns rather than sudden collapses. The current fear and greed reading of 26 is uncomfortable, but nowhere near the single-digit panic readings seen during the FTX collapse or the Terra Luna death spiral. What crypto holders should watch next 3 data points will determine whether this stays a slow bleed or accelerates. Unemployment claims. Weekly initial claims have been trending upward since January, but remain below the 300,000 level that typically signals recession. A sustained move above that threshold would likely push BTC below $60,000. Fed language. The Fed held rates at its March meeting and projected one cut this year. If mortgage distress data forces the Fed to accelerate cuts, that would be net positive for risk assets. If the Fed holds firm despite consumer pain, crypto stays in the grinder. Stablecoin flows. During the 2022 bear market, stablecoin market cap shrank as retail exited crypto entirely. Right now, USDT and USDC supply remain near all-time highs. As long as stablecoins are not contracting, the exit is orderly rather than panicked. Holders who park in stablecoins via crypto card products can at least spend their holdings without re-entering volatile assets. The spending angle for crypto card holders, consumer financial stress has a direct practical implication. Prepaid crypto cards require preloaded balances, and users under financial pressure may need to liquidate crypto holdings to cover everyday expenses. That creates sell pressure at exactly the wrong time, when prices are already depressed. The counterargument is that crypto cards with cashback rewards let holders earn back a portion of their spending in crypto, effectively dollar-cost averaging into a downturn. Whether that matters depends entirely on the severity and duration of the drawdown.